When thou art offered an insult, bear it with patience, and increase thy love towards him who shows thee contempt. This is the touchstone for ascertaining whether or no a man be humble and holy. If he yields to resentment, although he should work miracles, put him down as a tottering reed. Father Balthazar Alvarez used to say that the time of humiliations was the time for heaping up treasures of merit. Thou wilt gain more by accepting an insult with patience than by fasting 10 days on bread and water. The humiliations which are self-imposed are good, but to accept the humiliations which we receive from others is far more profitable, because in these latter there is much less of self and more of God. Hence, there is much greater merit if we know how to bear them patiently. But to what good can a Christian pretend if he cannot bear an insult for the sake of God? What contempt has Jesus Christ not suffered for us? Blows, derisions, scourgings, spittings in the face. Ah, if we had true love for Jesus Christ, not only would we not resent affronts, but even be delighted at finding ourselves despised as he himself was despised. St. Alphonsus Liguori. 12. Oftentimes it is very profitable for the keeping of us in greater humility that others know and reprehend our faults. When a man humbles himself for his defects, he then easily appeases others, and quickly satisfies those that are angry with him. The humble man God protects and delivers. The humble man he loves and confronts. To the humble he inclines himself. To the humble he gives grace, and after he has been depressed, raises him to glory. To the humble he reveals his secrets, and sweetly draws and invites him to himself. The humble man, having received reproaches, maintains himself well enough in peace, because he is fixed in God and not in the world. Never think that thou hast made any progress till thou look upon thyself as inferior to all. The Imitation of Christ. 13. It is the common opinion of theologians that he who has a greater degree of charity will enjoy in a higher degree the light of heavenly glory. This glory will be given only to the humble of heart, because true charity stoops to lowly things, that it may ascend to things that are lofty. But why dost thou grow proud in the midst of earthly pomp, O dust and ashes? Thou mass of rottenness and food of worms! If thou wouldest be abashed and ashamed of thyself, obtain a clear knowledge of thyself. The root of all evil is pride. That of all good is charity. But thou wilt not be able to implant charity until thou hast first pulled up pride by the roots. How to uproot it will be taught thee by charity. Charity alone knows how to resist the spirit of pride. Thou wilt resist the spirit of pride if thou hidest thy virtues and layest bare thy defects. Be therefore very watchful and pay special attention to this, that the vice of pride consists chiefly and the unwillingness to tolerate from others any reproach for those faults of which thou art ever ready to accuse thyself. Cardinal Bona. 14. If any man thinketh himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. Consider that if this saying, which the apostle proposes for thy meditation, were well understood, it would put an end to all vain glory. How is it that so many get prouder from day to day? The pride of them that hate thee ascendeth continually. Psalm 73, verse 23. Because day to day they become more blinded in the knowledge of themselves. They think within themselves that of themselves they are something, whereas the truth they are absolutely nothing. Hearken, therefore, to that general declaration of the apostle which applies to all alike. If any one, be he who may, thinketh himself to be something, he does not say something great, no, but simply something. If anyone thinketh himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. This, therefore, is the sublime truth that ought at last to convince thee that of thyself thou art nothing. Nihil est. And why? Because thou of thyself hast nothing except sin, which is the supreme nothing. Everything that thou hast outside of sin is all of God. The deepening of one's knowledge of this truth is the way to arrive at true humility. For although the essence of humility consists in the lowly submission of the will, yet the standard by which the will fixes the degree of its greater or less self-abasement comes only from the intellect. Father Paul Signory. 15. When thou art praised and honored by others, unite thyself to thy contempts, the derisions, the insults suffered by the Son of God. Take it for granted that a soul truly humble finds as much humiliation in honors as it does in the midst of contempt. It acts like the bee, which gathers its honey no less from the dew that falls upon the absinthe as from that which drops upon the rose. St. Vincent de Paul. 16. My children, be humble, be lowly. St. Philip Neri.